This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
In August this year, the Koori Heritage Trust are expanding their space and creating a one-of-a-kind building in an Australian capital city here in Melbourne. And here to tell us more is the Koori Heritage Trust CEO, Tom Mosby. Tom, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thank you.
Tom, before we get to the new centre, what is the Koori Heritage Trust and what do you do?
Okay, look, the Koori Heritage Trust, we're now about 35 years old. We're an organisation that was set up to support, promote and celebrate Victorian First Nations people, communities, culture, art and artists. So I think especially for us, here in Victoria, where when people actually think of First Nations Australia, they think North, Queensland, Northern Territory, Western Australia, not forgetting that there is a very strong, alive and vibrant community down in the South as well. And so the work that we do is very much about promoting that fact.
Tom, tell us about what's been created in August.
So at the moment, we're in the Yarra building at Federation Square. We only occupy the bottom and the top floor. What we're doing is taking over the middle floor, which will mean that we actually have this standalone arts and culture organisation in Federation Square devoted to Victorian First Nations people. And for us, it's a significant recognition of the place of Aboriginal people in 21st century Melbourne, that we're no longer on the fringe, that we're actually in the centre of things, that we're central within one of the best arts precincts in Australia as well. So we're very excited about that.
Absolutely. It's going to be amazing. What's actually going to be within the First Nations Arts and Cultural Centre?
So we run quite a few programs and services. We have an education program where we do tours and walks along the river. We actually have a cultural awareness program. But one of the key things that we'll be doing is expanding our exhibitions program. So how we actually show Victorian First Nations art and artists. So that's a very exciting thing for us in terms of our exhibition program. We also have a collection, and our collection is devoted to the material heritage from Victoria. So we'll be able to showcase more of the collection that we actually hold on site. So it's going to be an exciting sort of combination of permanent display collection as well as temporary exhibitions that we will have throughout the year and public programs associated with the exhibitions as well.
We're chatting to Tom Mosby, CEO at Koori Heritage Trust, about a forthcoming First Nations Arts and Cultural Centre at Federation Square. Tom, it sounds like the sort of space, because you've got those temporary exhibitions as well as the permanent ones, where we'll have to continually come back and visit so that we're always updated.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And while you're there, we also have a fantastic shop as well, where we stock products from Victoria, produced by Victorian artists, designers, craftspeople, so people can actually come in, see our exhibitions, but also shop as well, and there will be rotating display within the shop. So it's going to be very exciting for us. Sure for the community as well.
Tom, so essentially this is a centre where anyone can visit at any time and we can just sort of, awesome.
Yeah, it is. So it's not only about engaging with our First Nations community, supporting them, promoting, showcasing, but it's also about welcoming all visitors to the Koori Heritage Trust. It's about learning, it's about education. So we welcome all people because it's really about saying, like I said before, it's about saying that there is this community here in Victoria. Just because we don't appear to be what you would normally think of as an Aboriginal person, when you think Aboriginal person, like I said, you think up north. But there is this very strong, vibrant, alive community here in Victoria. And it's about really reaching out and welcoming visitors into the centre to actually learn about what we have down here.
Fantastic. Tom, the centre sounds amazing. Who designed it?
So it's actually designed by Jeefa Greenway, who's a First Nations architect living here in Victoria, working with Lines Architecture, one of the big architectural firm in Victoria as well, and another small architectural firm, Architecture Associates. So, but the key thing about this is it is First Nations led with Jeefa, and it's really very much about First Nations first in terms of who we actually work with, our architects, our builders, our designers, ensuring that we actually showcase and profile within the actual construction as well, First Nations people.
Tom, what an incredible building, and it's so exciting that you're expanding. I mean, you're already there, you're already doing all of this great work, so it's so great that you're going to have the whole building to really highlight all of the amazing programming and art that you have.
Can't wait to see it.
Absolutely. So August is when we should expect to have this new expanded
building. Is the planned launch. So everything going according to plan, that there's no issue, we will be having a big party in August and everybody will be welcome to that.
Tom, come back and tell us how it's going in August. We want an update.
I would love to.
No, we'll come to the party, obviously. Yeah,
That's true. Very true.
Tom, what a wonderful space. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us about it this afternoon.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. That's Tom Mosby, CEO of the Koori Heritage Trust. And for more info about everything we spoke about, you can head to kooriheritagetrust.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.